Good morning, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. I am teaching from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo. Today, I'm going to teach government for SS1. And our today's topic is going to be feudalism. I am Mrs. Florence Iwanyanwu, your government stroke CRK teacher. Like I said earlier, our today's topic is on feudalism. Okay? Feudalism. We are going to look at the definition of feudalism, the features, the merits, and of course, the demerits. Okay? Now, first of all, let's look at the meaning of feudalism. Feudalism can be defined as the identification of landed property with sovereignty over a parcel of land, which becomes a private hereditary and an asset to the family. Full stop. I'll take it again. Feudalism can be defined as the identification of landed property with sovereignty over a parcel of land, which becomes a private hereditary, an asset to the family. Okay. Now, when we talk about feudalism, you see, we have about three major players under this system. Number one, we have the feudal lords, the lords, that is the landowners. Number two, we have the vassals, okay? Those who hold the land in trust for the lords. Then we have the third class, the fief, or serfs in some cases. All right? Now, it might interest you to understand that this system of government has been eradicated as a result of industrial revolution. What do I mean by eradication? It has been removed. No, it is no longer being practiced. Okay. Now, it might interest you to also understand that if you watch some of these Korean movies, those of them, you know, that has Elizabethan setting, those of them they did long time ago, you will see that they practice feudalism a lot, where you have the lords and the servants. Okay. And these servants are in two different classes. There are those who can serve the king, and there are those whose work is just to wash. But I can assure you that feudalism was a kind of modern way of slavery. Okay? And it might also interest you to know that feudalism had its origin in medieval Europe, between the 11th and 13th centuries. Okay? Thank God it is no longer functional. It was eradicated as a result of industrial revolution. Okay. Now, let's look at the features of feudalism. Number one feature of feudalism is holding of land. Holding of land. The vassal here holds the land in trust for the lords. The vassal holds the land in trust for the lords. Now, it's just simple. In our different premises, especially those of us who are still living in rented apartments, oftentimes you hear about people that are being referred to caretaker. You know what I'm saying? Okay, the caretakers are not landowners. They are just doing things on behalf of the landlord. Okay, they are just a typical example of vassals. The next feature is bond, B-O-N-D, bond. There was evidence of a close personal bond between the lord and the vassal. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. For one to become a vassal and keep a land in bond for a lord, there must be an existing relationship. You cannot give something in trust to someone you do not trust. No. For them to give their lands to certain persons who are referred to as vassals, they have had a good relationship with those people. That's what we mean by bond. Okay. The next point is sovereignty. Sovereignty. This was the right of sovereignty which the holder of an estate had over those living on it. Simple. The rights of sovereignty which the holder of an estate had over those living on it is still that which I explained earlier. Okay, the vassals have sovereignty to give orders because they are acting on behalf of the land owners. Okay, we have the serfs of fief. The serfs of fief, I think they are the lowest class in the system. Okay, they are the lowest class in the system, but they have no land of their own. They are lower than the vassals. Then we have another feature, death of a vassal. If a vassal died without an heir, his property reverts to the lord. If a vassal died without an heir, his property is reversed to the lord. Now I will explain this. One having an heir means having a representative. Okay? If a vassal died without having a son that will live after him, or probably, in fact, a child, his properties will be given back to the landlord. Okay? We shall see that this is a disadvantage, but that's not what we're talking about right now. What we are looking at is the features, those things you will see, and you know that it is feudalism. Another point is guilty of treason. If a vassal was guilty of treason, the lord might claim his possession by him forfeiting it. Okay. Now, what do we mean by treason? Treason is a very serious crime. And in our society, the person might attract life imprisonment or even death sentence. Okay. We have another point, land ownership. This system is based on land ownership. You get that straight. The system is based on land ownership. And another point is annual tributes. Annual tributes. The serfs pay their landlords annual tributes in money or kind. Now remember that those serfs, you could also refer to them as the tenants. The tenants pay their landlords annual tributes, either in money or kind. Now, what do I mean by kind here? If the tenants do not have money, but they want to pay tribute to their landlords can take them to his farmland for them to work. And of course, they will work until he is satisfied. That is why I told you earlier that, thank God we are no longer practicing it because it is a modern way of slavery. Okay. Now let's look at the advantages and disadvantages of this system. Okay. We have number one, order and personal loyalty. Order and personal loyalty. Feudalism gave some order and avoided total chaos by bringing together the strong sentiments of personal loyalty connected with the possession of land. Feudalism gave some order and avoided total chaos by bringing together the strong sentiments of personal loyalty connected with the possession of landed properties. I will explain this. Now, because the thing is hierarchical, there is orderliness. What I mean by hierarchical here means from the highest to the lowest. The system is hierarchical, and the hierarchy starts with ownership of landed property. If you have a landed property, you are a lord, and therefore others will be below you. Okay? And that also made it very simple. He made it very, very simple, and sentiments were avoided. Next point is framework. Framework. Feudalism provided a temporary framework of order on which a true and reliable national life could grow. Feudalism provided a temporary framework or order on which a true and reliable national life could grow. Okay? That is a framework, that is a kind of yardstick through which people could be self-made. Okay. Another point is self-reliance. Self-reliance. It fostered among the big landlords self-reliance and love of personal independence. Now, I will explain this. Oftentimes, you hear people who will tell you that they have been in Oyibo for a very long time, and right now they are landlords. They have their own house. What it means is that it gives one the spirit of being self-reliant. Probably after serving the law, a lord for a very long time, some people will want to be on their own so that all the insults will stop, and it will help them to work harder and save more. Are you getting the story? Okay. Another point is spirit of liberty. Spirit of liberty. Feudalism succeeded in keeping alive the spirit of liberty in medieval Europe. Okay. Now, the spirit of liberty here means freedom. Those of them, the vassal and the serfs or fief, if you like, none of them will want to serve one particular person forever. They want to be lord too. Because if they work hard and are able to acquire their own landed property, automatically they would have become lords. So everybody wants to be free. Now let's look at the demerits, that is the disadvantages of the system. Number one, inability to form strong national government. Inability to form strong national government. This was because a country was split up into a large number of independent entities. Very self-explanatory. Everybody tend to work towards achieving his or her own goal during that period. People were not interested in any national nonsense. They were all interested in getting what they were targeting. And that made it difficult for the nation to succeed. Okay? Another disadvantage is state of anarchy. State of anarchy. Since the private ownership of land by a feudal lord was the basis of social order, anarchy was inevitable. Okay, if you still remember what anarchy is, state of lawlessness. You know, human beings, we are something else. You know, people could take orders and in their hands and probably punish whoever they want to punish, even if the person's sin wasn't even up to the punishment. Okay. Now, another point is disintegration of state. Disintegration of state. The state was roughly disintegrated and could no longer act as a whole, but in semi-independent parts. Okay. This is as a result of the lords being in charge. The state has no longer a stronghold over these individuals. Unlike what we have today, we have the governor, right, who will give orders and these orders will be obeyed. Okay, because he is in charge. But in a society where the government does not provide anything for anyone, I don't think people will want to take orders from such state. That's what it means. That's what that disintegration is talking about. Another point is disobedience to common law. Disobedience to common law. This was because personal obedience and subordination was founded upon land ownership. This was because personal obedience and subordination was founded upon land ownership. Yeah. In actual sense, if one comes to a tenant and, you know, ask him to do a particular thing, and the tenants will want to choose between the landlord and the other person because the landlord is the one that had given him shelter. Okay, that's the reason. Okay, so people tend to be loyal to where they are benefiting directly from. That's the point. Now, another point is weak central government. Weak central government. Please be mindful that there's a difference in this weak central government, that there's a difference between this one and confederalism. You know, some of you, I don't know what was going on. Some of you were kind of forging their points. Okay, don't you ever forge points. Pick that point and then use your own understanding to explain it. But don't just forge points, please. Okay, weak central government. Like I said earlier, this one is different from confederalism. Relevant governmental powers were held by large land owners, making the central government to be weak and was perfectly ordered in practice. Now, remember that under confederal system, we said that the components units, we are the ones that are powerful. But in this system, the people that we are powerful, we are the land owners because they are the ones that have the tenants. They tend to give orders and their orders were obeyed. Okay? All right. Another one is confusion of public and private rights. Confusion of public and private rights. Feudalism created confusion between private and public rights. Okay? You know, when one is loyal to a particular person that has given him shelter, there is little or nothing the government will do to make the person do otherwise. In other words, there's a kind of conflict between the state government and the landlords. Okay. Another point is that it weakened the sovereignty of the state. Of course, we still remember the meaning of sovereignty, don't we? It weakened the sovereignty of the state. This is because every lord wielded some political power. Every lord wielded some political power. Since the system is based on land sovereignty, there is nothing they can tell them because they themselves are the richest. They are in charge of the landed properties and whatever they say their tenants will do. So you see, there is diversion of power. Power has been diverted. Okay. Another one is exploitation. Exploitation. The system was purely based on outright exploitation. The slaves, the serfs, vassals, and the peasants were used and dumped. Honestly, that's why I made reference to that some of the Korean movies, especially the ones they did long time ago. You find out that some of the slaves were killed, especially if they had an information that they didn't want to circulate. Okay? Now, what right does any citizen have to kill anyone anytime he wants? I mean, so many people were exploited to the extent that the house rent they were paying, they didn't know when to stop paying. Someone will pay house rent from January to December and will only stop when the Lord said he is satisfied. Pure exploitative tendencies. Okay? Remember where we met exploitation? We met exploitation under capitalism. Okay? And we met exploitation under capitalism. But that of capitalism is milder than this. Cannot be compared with this. This is something else. Okay. Another point is injustice. Injustice. The system encouraged injustice. The Lord presided over disagreements between himself and the land tenants. If there's an agreement between the tenants and the Lord, he will be the one to judge. And what do you expect? you did something terrible to someone, and you'll be the one that will say, because I know what I'm doing. I have every right to do what I'm doing. You are always wrong. I mean, you can see that kind of judgment. The judgment will be terrible. So that's why we say there was injustice. Okay. Another point is no security of land ownership. No security of land ownership. The land being worked upon by a peasant or slave could be taken away from him and given to another, okay, especially if he doesn't meet up to expectation. The person can also lose it as a result of war. Now, leasing of landed property. I don't know if people are doing it now. I think it often happens in the village where someone could lease the land for a while. Probably based on agreement, a certain amount of money will be paid and the person will be told to, you know, farm the land for a certain number of times and then leave the land. But during this period, there could be an agreement with the Lord, but he can also take it away from the peasant or the serf anytime he wants. There is no security. Isn't it terrible? That was exactly why this system was eradicated. People were used and dumped. Okay. The last but not the least, no personal initiative and creativity. No personal initiative and creativity. The tenants were not allowed to think out better ways of doing things, but made to dance to the tune of the lords. This is annoying. No personal initiative. You don't have ideas of your own during that period. They didn't have ideas of their own. They only did what the lords wanted them to do. Okay, we're going to stop here for now. So far, so good. Please try as much as you can to read. Now, I would want you to concentrate and, of course, check out what I told you about the relationship that existed between the lords and the vassals. And of course, your assignment is state four political concepts of feudalism. I didn't treat it because I was going to give you as an assignment. State four political concepts or conception of feudalism. Political concepts or conception of feudalism. Hope to come your way next time. Have a nice day.